Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
That was probably Kirk Cousins' best play of the night. And welcome back, Grant and Danny on the Fan. Cousins on the show at 11.
And sorry, man. I didn't mean to cut you off while you're like doing your job and stuff. It didn't look like that much. If you're just a national audience watching, you go, oh, the quarterback kind of escaped the pocket, bought some time, and found a guy. We all know what that meant. That was one of those next level kind of moments that you see on the highlights all the time. That was something that has a lot's gone into that. A lot of meeting with coaches in the offseason, a lot of working with John Gruden, the vigilante down there at the FFCA, man. A lot of the stuff has been in development for some time to arrive at that moment that just seemed kind of casual, that was just a nice play.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The context of that makes a big difference to me. That was a really, really important play for a lot of reasons.
It was also third and goal from the 15.
Yeah.
After yet another penalty on yet another offensive lineman who normally isn't in the game but was a starter yesterday. And third and goal from the 15, generally a play that you can't score on, means you're about to kick a field goal. But the play was extended. You're going up toward the line of scrimmage. You buy enough time to get a guy open in the back of the end zone. You make a good throw. That was a big-time play. Kirk Cousins in the red zone is an area where he can make himself more money because that is one of the things he needed to improve upon. And then, of course, he made an outstanding throw to Josh Doctson to effectively win the game. They've only played 11 games this year.
Mm-hmm.
If not for the drop in Kansas City, they will have had 5 lead-taking late fourth-quarter drives after last night. Instead, they only have 4 out of 11 over a third of the time. Offensively, they've marched down the field and taken a late lead. Last night was another one of those games. Let's give out some game balls and some gassers. Jimmy on Twitter, at Grant H. Paulson.
At Funny Danny.
How he hit us up, said, Morgan Moses' ankle gets a game ball. That guy, man.
He is in pain. You could tell.
He is I say Trent Williams is the toughest player on the team, and I'll probably still ride with that. Morgan Moses on the other side of the offensive line of tackle, who just got paid this offseason, so there's really no reason for him in terms of individual play to continue to gut through it, stay on the field. A lot of guys would be standing on the sideline by now. Just a soldier. Gasser, according to Jimmy, the TV producer who showed the horrendous photo of FedEx Field's surface.
They kept doing it. Oh,
the aerial view. They should have. The Redskins need to be called out for that. And it's no one on the grounds crew's fault. That's the big misnomer, is they don't work very hard. Like, I know those guys. They are fighting a losing battle. There's a lot of problems. One of them is how many events they have on FedEx Field's surface. Another one is that you're trying to grow natural grass in Washington, D.C. in the winter.
I don't know, man.
There's a lot of things that go on.
Baltimore's grass is green. They put in grass 2 years ago.
They've got a better draining system. They've got a better everything underneath the ground, I think.
I just know that it's an embarrassment, and you can't have that.
Yeah.
It's awful. It's really, really awful. There's nothing more symbolic of like the cold winter that is this organization, of Robert Griffin III lying in a heap, and all those pictures of him on the brownest grass possible when he destroyed his knee.
By the way,
terrible.
How much did you eat yesterday?
All of it.
Was it as much as I ate?
Everything about it was so perfect.
How many plates of Thanksgiving food did you have?
Now, you're going to hear two and you go, oh, that's not that big a deal. Everybody over-commented on my plate. You know what I mean? Everyone like noticed my plate.
Did you stack it to the heavens?
Yeah, I mean, it was absurd. And I tried to explain to everybody, what about your diet? Shh, my day. This is my day. Leave me alone. This is my holiday. This is the best day of the year. This is my time. This is not your time. You healthy people get 364 days to talk about your health, and you can health it up and have your legumes. And get out of my way. This is a day for stuffing and mashed potatoes and sweet potatoes. It's a day of starches.
EMP 180 weight loss would have been so mad at me.
Just the disappointment.
If I had one of their folks walking around with me yesterday. I mean, they may have cried, honestly.
I didn't take a picture of anything for that reason.
If Wadzino or Chris Stand was with me yesterday, they would have cried. I ate 3 chocolate chip cookies and potato chips at halftime of the Redskins game.
Grant!
At halftime. I was so far off the rails, I couldn't see them from where I stood at the end.
Listen, when you break curfew, you don't come in at 12:01.
I agree.
Stay out all night.
So today we're going to punish ourselves with a lot of water and lettuce. I'm going to eat like a turtle for a couple days, I think.
Oh my God.
You know what I didn't do?
Huh?
I didn't get on the scale.
Don't let yourself do it.
I got home last night and I said, I got to weigh myself, see how much damage I did. I said, no, that would just be depressing.
Yeah, you don't need to.
And then I woke up this morning and I said, yeah, I'm still not going to do it. I normally weigh myself every single morning just to say, you're maintaining, you're doing fine.
Good for you.
Not today. Not on this day. Let's go game balls and gassers. 800-636-1067. You guys can line them up. 800-636-1067.
Game ball.
Got plenty to give out, but I'll start here. Bashaud Breeland. Yes, man. Yes. Let's get physical. Let's get Olivia Newton-John style. Get up in somebody's face. Press. You're breaking up passes. You're physical. In the run game, I thought he got trucked one time. We didn't have great leverage, as they like to talk about on the television. But overall, I thought he was spectacular in this game. Again, not good receivers for the Giants. That's what you're supposed to do. You're the better player. Be better. That was awesome.
Game ball.
Jamison Crowder, you were the best football player on the field for the Redskins, buddy. And I needed you to be. No Chris Thompson, no Jordan Reed. The plan at the beginning of the year having been completely abandoned because all of the top playmakers from week one are gone. And there you are, steady as they come between the hash marks. 10 targets, 7 catches, 141, and a touchdown, including an outstanding leaping grab when I needed it in the third quarter. Number 80. Yesterday, number 1 in my heart.
Game ball.
I know, Samaje Smushes. I got this. Got to get going, man. Got to get him more carries, get him more looks, and get him down the field. You know, more times he gets the ball, maybe he's going to get better. You were right, Jay. You were right. Grant was right. I was wrong. Samaje Perine, 24 for 100. At halftime, it was like 6 for 5. So in the second half, it was about 18 for 95. I'm not great at math, but I know this. That was pretty good. Samaje Perine didn't set the world on fire. We're not talking about the next Barry Sanders or some cut or even next Terry Allen. What we are talking about is an NFL-caliber running game. And if you have an NFL-caliber running game, you can do some things, especially down the stretch as the opponents get a little bit lesser, I will say, here for the Washington Redskins. That was really good. Samaje Perine, good for you.
Game ball.
Kirk Cousins on the show at 11 o'clock this morning. I understand that there are people that will just never be content or pleased with what you provide. But I know what you provided yesterday. I understand what you were able to accomplish, how you set the table, and I ate on Thanksgiving. See, I watched Dak Prescott, who's without his running back, look like a fourth-grade child in an NFL game a couple hours before you took the field. I saw that the Cowboys' offense, because they've lost a running back, one player, is now an inept disaster again. Oh, it'll be okay when Tyron Smith comes back, everyone tried to tell me. Shh, he was back yesterday. They still suck. Their offense revolves around handing it to Ezekiel Elliott and making everyone else look good and then making a couple plays in play action against 8-man boxes. That's what their offense is. And when they don't have him, they aren't good, and Dak Prescott is just a guy.
Just a guy.
Just a guy. But luckily, Kirk Cousins isn't, because he didn't have his starting running back or his backup running back or his third-string running back from the start of the year. He didn't have one of his deep threat wide receivers, who was the number one wide receiver in week one. He didn't have 4 of his 5 offensive linemen for some of the night and 3 of his top 5 linemen the entire night. But he was able to manage 19 of 31 for 242 and a couple of touchdowns, both in the second half on huge throws in the red zone. Congratulations,
Gasser,
on making yourself more money, Kirka.
Hey,
congratulations.
Give me one more time, Brock.
Gasser.
Hey, Jay. Hey, bud. You're good at coordinating offense. Okay? Everybody knows that. You are good at making guys get open. You are good at making chicken salad out of whatever it is that you have to field every week, where you're meeting guys on Tuesday and plugging them in on Sunday. I'm going to need that sequence. The let's go for it on fourth down. Wait, let's not. Let's punt. Let's time out. Let's delay a game.
Fourth and one.
I'm going to need that to never happen again.
What a debacle.
Let's let that be our lesson. Let's let that be our moment. That's our bad moment. Okay? Doesn't mean anybody's bad. It just means that was a bad moment. That was your shoplifting in China moment. That was your turning point. That was your, oh my God, this can never happen again.
What a Lupe fiasco.
Coaches are responsible for several things over the course. And it may not have been your fault. I don't know. I don't know whose fault it was. I don't care. You're the CEO. You're the guy that's in charge. I need that to never happen again. Look like a football team. And don't be befuddled. And don't be, just make sure that never happens again. That's all.
We got more game balls. We got more gassers, but your calls are next. Fill up the phones, 800-636-1067. The best and worst from a Thursday night win against the New York Giants at FedEx Field. Also, remember, Kirk Cousins at 11. We'll be talking to Brandon Scherff and Junior Gallette on the show.
I'm Earl Forsey, and sports is sponsored by Walgreens. A victory Friday on the Fan. Thanksgiving win sure wasn't pretty, but it was a victory nonetheless, and Josh Norman will take it, the win last night over the New York Giants.
So I'm glad to get this win, man. That's right foot in the direction where we need to be. And the best thing about it, no matter if they're 1-6, whatever their record are, 2-8, however the case, always good to get a win against the New York Giants. So take that in, and we're going to use this momentum to keep it going. And head for Dallas next week, man.
Yeah, Norman, that Redskins defense, terrific last night. Held the Giants to 170 yards total offense. Eli threw for 113 last night. Pathetic. Redskins at least get the win now. The losing skid is over, 5-6 heading into another Thursday nighter. Next week against Dallas, questions starting to pop up there about maybe the security of head coach Jason Garrett. Cowboys reeling 3 straight losses by 20 points or more. Owner Jerry Jones said after their debacle yesterday against the Chargers that he is, quote, absolutely not, end quote, considering any coaching change at this time. We've got hockey tonight. Caps home hosting the Tampa Bay Lightning. Tampa, top team in the East. Remember, it's an early one, 5 p.m. faceoff, so 4:45 for the pregame on the Fan. And post-Thanksgiving means a college football Friday. Things start at noon locally. Navy plays at Houston, also a noon kick for number 2 Miami at Pittsburgh. With expert pharmacy care from Walgreens, diabetes won't slow you down. Stop by for the medications you rely on and supplies from Walgreens. From the Crowd Medcalf 5-star sports desk, I'm Earl Forsey, Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.